Okay, so, you know, one of the really amazing things that we see here in terms of chametz as a chefza di isura, if you're just reading through the Sefer HaMitzvos, is, you know, you come across the isura of achilas chametz and the chi of kares, and, you know, you might be tempted to think that that's it. And then, right, it turns out that, that it's like just explosive, right? You know, the list just goes on and on. And you're wondering, you know, is it ever going to end? And eventually it does, but it goes on for quite a while. And that's what we're going to document today. So, Ezreal, do you want to maybe do the honors? Starting with Kuf Tzadi Ches, this is, again, very controversial, but the Rambam believed in it. So, Hisiranu Me'achol Dvarim Sheish Bem Taroves Chametz. That's a kutach.
Kutach. We have shechar. We have domel lahem. Who amar kol mafmetchef. Lo chelu lirabov kutach. Ababli v'shechar hamadi v'chometchadomi. Yachol yihu ayavin alayhem karev. Amud lamar ki chol ochel hametch nechrita. Ma hametch miuchad shehu min hametch gamur yatchu elu she'inan.
So just ma hametch miuchad shehu min hametch gamur. Pause. So yatsu elu she'inan hametch gamur.
Lama bau la'abor alihen lo ta'asher. Lo ta'asher ukvar hitba'er bibshtachim she'inan.
Okay, so what we're dealing here with is second lav and a potential iser malkos, depending on the density of said taroves, but the Rambam has this doctrine that there's a separate lav in the minyan hamitzvos of taroves chametz.
Now, some people are in the waiting room.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. So it's pretty shocking that there's a separate lav of taroves chametz, and what makes that very strange in sort of the world of halacha. This is the kash of the Ramban. Yeah, go ahead, Ben-Zion.
I would say that the other isur was not a separate isur of taroves.
Yeah, exactly. It's not, you don't say that a taroves in which there's a substantial amount of nevela is a separate shame isur of taroves nevela. There's you know, an entire year of study that awaits all of you in smicha. In Yoredeya, where a good part of the year, you know, you'll deal with these topics of mixtures of taruvos and principles of tam kikar and what the different sources for that is roa b'shela min ha'ayol or nazir v'chol mishra sanavim lo yishta. But the reality is that to say that a taroves of an isser is a separate isser, I mean, there is no analog for that. Even in the five Yisurim of Nazir, you know, you catalog them, you know, Mechar Tzanim Ve'adzag Lo Tochel, you know, Miyayin V'Sheichar Yazir, Chometz Yayin V'Chometz Sheichar. Everything is, you know, explicitly listed, you know, in the Chomesh itself. And somehow chametz transcends even that, according to the Rambam. Again, not everybody agrees. It's pretty controversial, like I say. But for the Rambam, kol machmatzes lo sochelo. So this, in some sense, might be like the greatest raya of all, if you believe it, about chametz as a chafetz di isura. that it stigmatizes its taroves. It's now not just, okay, there's an iser in the taroves, and let's try to figure out, you know, whether there's dinim of bittel that could possibly apply, very, you know, important topics in general. The Rambam holds that's the meaning of kol machmetzes lo sochelu. Kol means that the taroves chametz is defined as a separate shem iser, one of the 365 prohibitions of the Torah. Separate and apart from atzmo shel chametz, as the Rambam likes to call it. So this institution of taroves chametz, Reb Aaron, is, you know, like absolutely astonishing that the Rambam is counting this separately. It's a separate Isser Daraisa. It makes you believe that there's something wholly unique about Chametz. It defines its surroundings. It's not just a Taroves, but it's a Taroves Chametz. And it's an Isser Daraisa no matter what, it would appear. And whether or not you get the Onesh Malkos, so that depends upon there being a requisite shear, a certain kind of a density. Of Kizayis, Bichde Achilas Pras. Eli, go ahead. I think you wanted to comment.
Can you explain the Isser of Sa'or on the Mizbeach?
You are like way ahead of us.
Because I don't understand, because we have like Mincha and...
Okay. Okay, you are way ahead. Way ahead. We're going to get there. Very important question. Critically important, but we're not ready for that yet. We're still holding by Taroves Chametz. So we have to get there. We have to get there systematically. Otherwise, you know, we could have chaos. Noam, go ahead.
Even now we're wondering, like, why you need, like, a separate Isser. Like, could you not have one Isser that, like, besides for, like, the question you were saying, like, why is it two Isserim? Could you not have, like, one thing and, like, wait, let me, I'm not trying to phrase it. Like, you need another mitzvah to have something that doesn't give you karis? Or could you have, like, one action that gives you karis and one action that doesn't give you karis within the same mitzvah?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The Rambam himself would hold that, let's say you didn't have a taroves, you just had atzmo shel chametz, and it was a kol shehu, right? You're not going to be chayiv kares. So you're in, like I said, you're in good company. The Ramban is mystified by this. Totally mystified. So Noam, since you jumped in there, you know, why not keep on going with Kuf Tzadi Tes? So, yeah, no, I'm just, you want to share some impressions?
Sure. All right, so you can't eat chametz after chatzot, and there's like this whole logic about why you can't do it. It's because you can't have chametz with the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach time is after chatzot. So, therefore, you can have chametz after chatzot. So then the Gemara explains why.
We understand. I appreciate that. I just in terms of your reaction, you process this and sort of put it into the conceptual hopper.
All right. I think I was most surprised by the fact that he asked the guy out of his way to say something about
right.
I wasn't sure who was Zikne Talmud, the people who wrote the Gemara, and they're talking about the Mishnah, there's other people who came afterwards who are examining the Talmud, and they all agree with this.
Right, so we're going to, you'll see when we get to the sugya of Chitei Kordnaisa, why the Rambam is so fastidious about this point. But presumably what the Rambam means, you know, is the, you know, Ravina and Ravashi, that this is what they meant, that this is the correct nusach that they dealt with. So, you know, we have this remarkable thing. We have now a third Isser Doraisa of Achilas Chametz. There's Atzmo Shel Chametz, there's, you know, Chametz proper, the, you know, where the potential for Kares exists with Shiur. There's Taroves Chametz, and now there's Chametz La'achar Chatzos on Yedalad. It's almost like the Chametz is expanding out of control. The growth, it's fermenting. And Noam, what do you make of the ordering? Kuf Tzadi Ches and Kuf Tzadi Tes.
Oh yeah, I didn't even realize that. But now I realize that's kind of weird because it has the like half Isser before the full Isser.
Right. Do you want to know what would the answer be? Very good.
I guess maybe he's like moving up on the scale of like Usserness. I don't know.
Well, say that a little bit better. So I think Noam hit the right question, which is you might think that the Isser Chatzos, Isser Lacher Chatzos of Yedalad would have come before Taroves Chametz, because it's not a direct encounter with Chametz. But Eitan, what would the answer to that be?
We're just moving farther away from the classical Isser of Achilas Chametz.
Achilas Chametz bePesach, right? Because now we're actually transcending Pesach. Very fascinating thing. Rami, you had a really good Heyara about this. Rami, you said it to me privately, but I think Rami has something to share about this.
I thought that this connection between Pesach and the day before Pesach is very similar to Yom Kippur in that it affects the theme of the day. It's like with Yom Kippur, right, it affects the Mincha of the day before, right? We have Vidui in the Mincha of the day before.
Excellent.
So it's with Pesach, so it affects the from Chatzos and on, you're not allowed to eat Chametz.
Yeah, and it seems to be, you know, that kind of a definitional thing where it begins to be Tofes, you know, time before, Kodem Zmano, Liachar Zmano. This too is very controversial. The Ravid has plenty to say about this in the Yad HaChazaka. But right now we're just presenting, you know, Shitas HaRambam, so we could get like the full range. So three Isurim D'Araisa, three separate Isurim D'Araisa of Achilas Chametz, Achilas Atzmo Shel Chametz, Achilas Taroves Chametz, and Achila Kodem Zemano, before the Zman HaPesach. Daniel, go ahead.
What exactly does Taroves mean?
So typically it just means a mixture. You know, the classical usage would be, you know, you have something which is mutter, and then some kind of an isser falls in, and that constitutes a taroves. Here, the Rambam uses it to refer also to solid substances that have, you know, chametz ingredients, like the kuta chabavli, or the sheikhar hamadi.
So how is that different to Atzmo?
Well, Atzmo Shel Chametz, you just have, you know, let's say a, you know, a big muffin or a, you know, donut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sure. Okay. So now, so let's take a look at the other two Isurim of Chametz proper. Take a look. Avi, go ahead. So this is Reish. Right, just in case you were warning, you were wondering, Avi, like, can the Rambam slip another one in? You know, he'll separate out, right, Bal Yirah Chametz and Bal Yirah Seor. The Rambam says, look, I'm not trying to pile it on here.
over there, Amru, Pasach HaKasav B'chametz V'siyem B'seor, Lomar L'cha, Hainu Chametz, Hainu Seor, Kolomar in Hefresh Ben Chametz V'seor, Mish'avar V'iniyah Chametz V'rishusho, Einu Chayv Malkas Elim Ken L'cha Chametz V'Pesach, K'no'o Sh'asa B'maisa, Avlashana Tosefta, Hamishayah Chametz V'Pesach, V'mekayim K'le'a Kerem,
Okay, so we're not going to worry too much about the second half of this for now, because we'll spend a lot of time working on that. Lav sheyesh b'maisa, lav she'en b'maisa. We're not even going to worry too much for now about the chametz and seor issues, because we have a lot of work to do on that. But let's just focus on the iser itself. So Avi, just what's your reaction to the sheer existence of this iser?
Obviously, it highlights that the Isser of Chametz is even more expansive, that it's not Achilas Chametz, it's also seeing Chametz in your possession. So that's even a greater expansion than, I would say, the Kuvtzadi Tes and Kuvtzadi Ches, because those deal with the actual eating Chametz.
Right. So if you're dealing with like the relative levels of association, that's very well said, Avi. Really perfectly said, actually. You're like, if you're dealing with relative levels of association with, you know, things in this world, so putting something into your body is a pretty high level of association with it, right? Pretty direct kind of a confrontation with something. It's hard to imagine a more visceral confrontation with something than, you know, consuming it. Ingesting it, you know, into your being, into your corpus. To say that midoraisa, I have to dissociate myself from something to the point where, you know, I can't even see it. And that's a simple language, you know, whether it actually means seeing it or possessing it. But just for now, lo yera lecha chametz ve lo yera lecha se'or b'chol gevulecha, right? Anywhere in one's property. So let's say, you know, just to be a little bit colorful about it, let's say, you know, one has a, you know, a manor, you know, a medieval manor, and, you know, would have to, like, you know, dissociate yourself from chametz, you know, in the, you know, the outer reaches of, you know, the fields, where, you know, they go fox hunting. Yeah, it's pretty, you know, far reaching in its scope. And a very profound level of dissociation from a particular chavtza. This is now really past the outer boundaries of machalos asuros. You know, just by way of contrast, you know, a person comes across a nevela, the Torah says, okay, lo sochal kol nevela, lager asher bisharecha tinana v'achala o machor lanachri. Right? Do something productive with it. Give it to the Ger Toshav. Use it for profit. It doesn't tell you, you know, like you can't look at it, you can't see it. It's a remarkable phenomenon. A level of dissociation that's whole and complete. Okay. Since it's so thematically related, Avi, if you don't just mind taking Reish Aleph.
His Iranu shalo yimatzei chametz b'rishusin v'afilu lo nirehu v'afilu hi pikadon v'hu amru shiva asyamim se'or lo yimatzei v'atpechem v'ze gam ken lo ken alav b'tanai she'yi yasham ma'iseh k'mo she'zichreinu l'fi ha'sharashim she'inichu v'seches shivuos ha'sharashim she'inichu v'seches shivuos. We there amru komos rabim over bal yira uval yimatze uvirish meseches pesachim his bar mishpatei shtei mitzvos elu v'sham hisbar anyanim shehizir me'em the amru soil yimatze v'atechem v'sham hisbar ki lame kol av min ha'achar zulas inyan mashi emora alav v'sham ekayim chametz v'pesach over b'shnei lavim al bal yira uval yimatze.
So again, don't worry too much about the second half of this. Is what we like to call the trigger mechanism, that one triggers the other. But just to focus on the first part of this, you know, the Rambam paskins bal yimatze after bal yira, that's the way that we colloquially put it, bal yira, bal yimatze, even though in the Chumash, right, Bal Yimatzei actually comes first, Shivas Yamim Se'or Lo Yimatzei V'Vateichem, but what did the Rambam Avi gain here by putting Bal Yira'a and only then Bal Yimatzei, apropos exactly your point before, which was very well taken?
It's Yisr of Chametz that it's more audacious to say that even not just where you're seeing it in your house, but anywhere on your property or any that it can't even be found by even if you don't know it's there.
Okay, as usual, perfectly done, Avi. Right, that's exactly what the Rambam had in mind. He's Hiranu Shelo Yimatzei Chametz Birshu Senu Ve'afilu Lo Nir Ehu Afilu. Right, now the level of dissociation means I'm not tasting it, I'm not touching it, I'm not seeing it. Its very presence is why Chazal will very often refer to it as an Isser Shehiya. I mean, simply the presence of it. Re'iya is some level of Chibur. You know, Lo Sasur Achrei Levavchem Ve'achrei Neichem. We're always concerned that a person is going to be impacted, influenced, driven by things that they see. There is a level of Chibur that's established. Now, it's true that it's pretty limited. The Gemara in the second parak of Psachim, Ilan, what am I referring to? That we think that there is a chibur there, but it's not such a substantial one. What am I alluding to? Which yesod? In terms of ri'iyah? Kol mara v'reyach. Yeah, so we don't consider that to be, you know.
Also, could you let Noam Barinholtz in?
Aye, what happened to Noam? For the record, I want to make it clear that I did not engage in any act of biur against Noam. He self-exiled. Okay. So, Ilan, go ahead. You were about to explain.
That even though we usually say that Mara doesn't have Mila, Mara can still be, you're still impacted by what we see.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the Isser Me'ila means person, you know, has usurped, has gotten some tangible or material benefit from Kadshim. That's a violation. It's a Karban Asham, Asham Me'ilos. We say it every morning. But the Gemara concludes that Kol, Mara, and Reyach are apparently, even if there is Hanoah involved, they're not substantial enough to cross that threshold. Really interesting. There's a Havamina, you would think about it. There's a whole Gemara about the maintenance workers in the Beis HaMikdash, you know, how they were able, you know, to do their work when they're not supposed to. V'lo yavo l'ros kivalo asakodesh v'amesu. There's a restriction there. Shelo yizonu enehem beveis kadshei akadashim, the Gemara speaks about. So Re'iyah is some level of connectivity, but, you know, a pretty diluted one, we admit, but something that we're always concerned about. Like I said, especially as it concerns Arayos, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva talks about, in Perek Dalet, things that a person, there's a chazaka that they're not going to do tshuva because they don't take it that seriously. So the Rambam includes on that list, you know, Re'iyas Harayos, because it's, people, you know, don't think that it's that serious. They think, you know, what did I really do? And so Re'iyah counts. Another area, Ilan, just the first parak of Bava Basra, where we can, you know, pretty... Yeah, go ahead.
That basically, if you don't want your neighbors looking at you, it's like an invasion of privacy, so we paskin that you have to build a wall, so...
Yeah, there is a concept in the halacha of hezek ri'iyah, right? Of damage, which is caused by intrusiveness, voyeurism, right? That is a legitimate form of nezek. It's not exactly the same as chavala, but it's considered a form of nezek. And so, again, there's a chalos there. So here, what the Rambam means to say, shelo yimatzei chametz birshusenu afilu lo nirehu, even if we don't have that level of connectivity. But the very presence is problematic. The very presence triggers an iser. And by the way, once it's matsui, then what automatically happens? Avi, back to you. Once you're mechuyav mishum bali matze.
You're mechuyav mishum bali ra.
Yeah. So you get two isurim daraisa. So again, starting with atzma shel chametz, then taroves chametz, bipesach, then pushing out, you know, in terms of the calendar, to chatzos, post-chatzos of yedalad, then pushing out to a much more dilute, you know, form of connectivity of re'iyah, pushing out even further, simply to mitzias ha-chametz. So all of this, Noam, you know, pretty clearly instantiates the notion that we're dealing here with a chafza that I think we can agree has been like fully stigmatized, right? Say, you know, you can't see it, you can't own it. And the apotheosis of this stigmatization of the chametz, of course, is on the mitzvah's asei side. So Boaz, if you don't mind, kuf nun vav, this is now moving from los asei to asei. There are five los aseis, there's only one asei. Okay, so that's where some of the sourcing goes on. Okay, so just in case, you know, we had any doubt that remained, David, after going through all of the los aseis. So, David, what's the Rambam told us here?
That you have to burn it as well. On the first day.
Right, maybe burn it, maybe destroy it some other way, but you know, just in terms of the concept. What how does this advance the argument?
Maybe it's identifying the destruction of chametz with the destruction of sor.
Right, hainu chametz, hainu sor. No doubt about it. What I meant to say, look, is if our thesis today is that the Yaakov, go ahead.
That just like we can't eat chametz after chatzot, we also can't see it or find it.
Right. That's all factually correct. I'm just suggesting, you know, if somebody told you, okay, there's this restricted substance, a controlled substance, you can't ingest it in your body, and then they told you, yeah, and you know what, you can't see it, and oh, and by the way, even if you don't see it, you know, you can't, you know, have it anywhere in your possession. And then somebody comes and tells you, oh, by the way, you have an affirmative obligation to seek it out and destroy it. It would be impossible to argue that the legislation was anything other than the full stigmatization of a chafza. You can't just say, look, you know, I'm personally uninvolved. Begavra, you know, I've dissociated myself entirely. If you're being told that you have to destroy something, so that is, at its core, the clearest statement of saying that something is stigmatized. It warrants destruction, and that's what we expect of each and every one of you. This is a declaration of halachic war. That's what this is. You don't do that on Yom Kippur. You don't do that with Orla. You don't do that with an Isser Gavra that's bound by Zman. So there's just no sustainable position in terms of Isser Achilas HaGavra that can explain the five Isurim plus the very dramatic mitzvah saseh. And this phenomenon of stigmata, as I like to call it, you know, becomes a kind of like a, almost a watchword in sources in Chazal. So like there's this famous Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Zayin that I think, you know, gets straight to this point. So Ezra, if you don't mind, just I'm just showing you like how it's stigmatized in the halacha.
You want me to read it?
If you don't mind.
Yeah. The Rabbi
Alexandri.
I'm just going to pull it up on the side because it's hard to small. 1 second. Rabbi Alexandri Basar de Mitzale Amar Achi. Ribono Olamim, Golem of Yadua Lefanacha, Sher Soninu, La Sos Vizonacha, Mumi Ma'akiv. So or Shabi Isar Vish Shibud Malchios.
Okay, so you know, this is instead of saying, you know, Elokein Etzor Shani Meira, so there are all these candidates there in the Gemara, seven or eight candidates that the Gemara brings. So the winner was, you know, Elokein Etzor Shani Meira, but there's all these interesting other, you know, post Amida Trinos that the Tanaim and the Amoraim present. So Rabbi Alexandri used to say, you know, Ribono Olamim, you know just as well as I know that, you know, I'd like to do what you want me to do, but I'm facing headwinds. You know, I'm swimming against the current over here. So one of them is the Shibud Malchios, you know, like I'm oppressed. You know, when you're worried about a pogrom every minute, you know, Shalom Neda, you know, it's hard to focus. But there's also something else that's even more disconcerting, even more limiting than external circumstances, and that's the Seor Shebi'isa, literally the yeast in the dough. So Rashi says, well, what do you mean? Like it's the yeast in the dough? That's the problem? You know, it's like the carbohydrates? I'd love to be able to do what you want me to do, but it's all the carbs that are getting in the way. You know, it's like, what does this mean? So Rashi says, Seor Shebi'isa, go ahead, Ezra. It's all that pasta.
Yitzer Hara Shebi'ibenu
Ha Mach Mitzenu. Amazing, right? So it's the, this is the Seor Shebi'isa is the boogeyman. It's the Yitzer Hara. It's the Yitzer Hara Shebi'ibenu Ha Mach Mitzenu. That causes us, you know, kviyachol, just like Seor takes, you know, Kemach and turns it into Chametz, so it turns us into spiritual, you know, spiritual dross. So it's an amazing thing. When Rabbi Alexandri wants to refer to, you know, our inner failure, or our, you know, the part of us that, the part of us that rebels, the part of us that is, you know, rejectionist of Avodas Hashem, he refers to it basically in terminology of chametz. It's so stigmatized that it's become, you know, the it's become the watchword. It's literally, you know, the brand name for rishus. That doesn't sound like an Isser Achilas HaGavra. This sounds like something that Bechefza, you know, has reached the highest degree of stigmatization. It's synonymous with Yetzer Hara. And we're not referring to the specific Yetzer Hara of actually consuming chametz. You know, that's a different issue. Some people, you know, experience that very profoundly, you know. Another Chips Ahoy, where there used to be a commercial about that, you know, one can't turn one's back on an Oreo. That's not what we're referring to in terms of the Yetzer Hara. It's more broad. And so this Gemara, I think, is very reflective of it, clearly in an agadic sense, of the premise that we established today. That once you explore the full range of chiyuv midaraisa, five on the low sase side, not an accident, requiring not just restricting ingestion and a chalos of taroves chametz and kodem zmano, but even ri'iya, which isn't always so significant in halacha, sometimes it is, hezek ri'iya, los asur achre levavchem, arayos, etc., but kol ma'verereach ein ben mishum me'ila, and yet here ri'iya apparently is enough of a chibur, and you don't even need ri'iya. Simply mitzia lo yimatze, compounded by the chiyuv of biur, all summarized and distilled by this Sa'or Sheba'isa, it's powerful language, and it's a powerful yesod. For 7 days and half of another day, the chametz is enemy number one. It's not an Isra Achilas Agavra. Cheftza de Isura. And it transcends any normal cheftza di surah to the point where, as we've noted, it creates and defines a zman, a moed. So if we really want to understand the chametz, if we want to look for analogs, we probably have to do so outside of the immediate realm of machalos asuros. The scope is so broad, it's so transcendent, that it will require an analysis which is much further reaching in its scope. So God willing, tomorrow what we'll do is we'll begin that pursuit with what I think is probably the only analog in halacha, the similarities, the differences, will tell a very powerful story. Okay, so let's hold it up here.
Thank you.